rincones de Acre.
Seguimos en los rincones. ¿Y con qué abrimos la segunda parte? Con el tío Pelucas, siempre el inmortal Bach. Esta vez con uno de sus conciertos brandeburgueses, que este año aún no habíamos tenido. Y vamos con el glorioso número 2 en fa mayor. Otra vez Henrik Zering en violín, Mihalla Petri en recorder, Heinz Holliger en oboe y la Academia de St. Martin in the Fields con la dirección de Neville Mariner.
Thank you.
era de Johann Sebastian Bach, concierto brandeburgués número 2. Solistas y la Academia de St. Martin in the Fields con la dirección de Neville Mariner. Seguimos en los rincones. Y no sé si alguna vez les conté que tengo la costumbre, mientras hago otras cosas, de dejar andando el iTunes en modo aleatorio. Y así disfruto y rescato preciosos rincones de mi discoteca. Días pasados comenzó un track de la banda Manchiqueira y al rato recordé que alguna vez me había topado con una versión cantada de ese mismo tema por Roberta Sá y el propio João Bosco, que fue quien lo compuso. El tema, The French Procrime. Y aquí les traigo ambas versiones. Primero, la cantada.
Estendido no chão, em vez de rosto na foto de um gol, em vez de rezo uma praga de alguém, e um silêncio servindo de amém.
O bar mais perto depressa lotou, malandro junto com o trabalhador. Um homem subiu na mesa do bar e fez discurso pra vereador.
Veio camelo vender anel,
cordão, perfume barato,
baiana pra fazer pastel
e um bom churrasco de gato.
4 horas da manhã baixou
o santo na porta-bandeira
e a moçada resolveu parar.
E então tá lá o corpo estendido no chão e fez de rosto uma foto de um gol, em vez de rezo uma praga de alguém, e um silêncio servindo de amém.
Sem pressa foi cada um pro seu lado, pensando numa mulher ou num time. Olhei o corpo no chão e fechei minha janela de frente. Veio camelo vender anel,
cordão, perfume barato,
baiana pra fazer pastel
e um bom churrasco de gato.
4 horas da manhã baixou
o santo na porta-bandeira
e a moçada resolveu parar.
E então
veio camelo vender anel,
cordão, perfume barato,
baiana pra fazer pastel
e um bom churrasco de gato.
4 horas da manhã baixou
na porta-bandeira
e a moçada resolveu parar.
E então
diga.
Veio camelo vender anel,
cordão, perfume barato,
baiana pra fazer pastel
e um bom churrasco de gato.
4 horas da manhã baixou
o santo na porta-bandeira
e a moçada resolveu parar.
E então tá lá o corpo estendido no chão.
Escuchávamos de João Bosco y Aldir Blanc The French Procrime, por Roberta Sá y João Bosco. Y ahora la otra versión, instrumental, de ese milagrito brasileño que es la banda Manchiqueira. ¡Mamita, qué manera de tocar! Thank you. Joao Bosco y Aldir Blanc, escuchábamos The French Procrime por la banda Manchiqueira. Seguimos en los rincones y es hora de visitar
el rincón de los pedidos.
Esto va para Esteban, un reciente incorporado a la lista de directos memoriosos, y me pidió que traiga de nuevo los puntos más salientes de esa tremenda comedia musical que fue Sweeney Todd, y que tuve la fortuna de descubrir en New York con el elenco original, Angela Lansbury y Len Carew. Era libro de Hugh Wheeler y música de Stephen Sondheim, y también texto de las canciones. Comencemos con el preludio, con Len Carew en el papel de Sweeney Todd.
Thank you. Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd. He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again. He trod a path that few have trod, did Sweeney Todd. A demon barber of Fleet Street. He kept a shop in London town, of fancy clients and good renown. And what if none of their souls were saved? They went to their maker impeccably shaved. By Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Era de Stephen Sondheim, Preludio y la balada de Sweeney Todd, Len Carew y compañía. Una estupenda Angela Lansbury, luciendo uno de sus tantos talentos, haciendo de Mrs. Lovett la compañera de Sweeney Todd. El texto es desopilante. The Worst Pies in London.
Can't you sit, sit you down, sit? All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come in for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if me head's a little fake. Ugh, what is that? But you think we are the plague? From the way that people keep avoiding, no, you don't. Heaven knows I try, sir. Ugh, but there's no one comes in even to inhale. Right you are, sir, would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can't hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London. Why nobody cares to take them? I should know, I make them. But good now, the worst pies in London. Even that's polite, the worst pies in London. If you doubt it, take a bite. Is that just disgusting? You have to concede it. It's nothing but crusting. You drink this, you'll need it. The worst pies in London. And no wonder with the price of meat what it is when you get it. Never thought I'd live to see the day men would think it was a treat. Finding poor animals what are dying in the street. Mrs. Mooney has a pie shop, does a business, but I've noticed something weird. Lately all the neighbours' cats have disappeared. Have to wind it to her what
to pass wouldn't do in my shop. Just the thought of it's enough to make you sick. And I'm telling you, them pussycats is quick. Now denying times is hard, sir, even harder than the worst place in London. The only lad and nothing more is than just revolting, all greasy and gritty. It looks like it's melting and tastes like, well, pity a woman alone with limited wind. And the worst part in London, ah, sir, times is hard, times is hard.
Escuchábamos de Stephen Sondheim, The Worst Pies in London, por Angela Lansbury, quien aparentemente salvó la vida de Sweeney Todd en su forzado exilio, participa de la historia en la búsqueda de Johanna, la hija de Sweeney Todd.
I feel you, Johanna, I feel you. I was half convinced I'd waken, satisfied enough to dream you. Happily I was mistaken, Johanna. I'll steal you, Johanna. I'll steal you. Do they think that walls can hide you? Even now I'm at your window. I am in the dark beside you, buried sweetly in your yellow hair.
Escuchábamos de Stephen Sondheim, Johanna, en la voz de Victor Garber. Un dúo memorable, Sweeney Todd y el malvado juez Turpin cantando a las bellas mujeres desde dos lados muy diferentes. Excelentes Len Carew y Edmund Lindeck.
And what may I do for you, sir? A stylish trimming of the hair, a soothing skin massage.
You see, sir, a man infatuate with love, her ardent and eager slave. So fetch the pomade and pomace stone and lend me a more seductive tone, a sprinkling perhaps of French cologne. But first, sir, I think a shave.
The closest I ever gave.
You're in a merry mood today, Mr. Todd.
'Tis your delights are catching fire from one man to the next.
'Tis true, sir, love can still inspire the blood to pound the heartly pyre. What more
can man require
than love, sir?
More than love, sir.
What, sir?
Women.
Ah, yes, women.
Pretty women.
Thank you. revenge can't be taken in.
Make haste, and if we wed, you'll be commended, sir.
My lord. And who may it be said is your intended, sir?
My ward.
And pretty as a rosebud.
Pretty as her mother?
What? What was that?
Oh, nothing, sir. Nothing. Nothing. May we proceed?
Pretty women. Fascinating. Sipping coffee. Dancing. Pretty women are a wonder. Pretty women sitting in the something in them cheers the air. Pretty women, silhouetted, stay within you.
Glancing.
Stay forever.
Breathing lightly.
Pretty women, pretty women. How they make a man sing. Proof of heaven as you're living. Pretty women, sir. Pretty women.
Yes,
pretty women.
Pretty women, sir.
Pretty women, sir.
Says you'll marry me someday.
Era de Stephen Sondheim, Pretty Women, por Len Carew y Edmund Lindeck. Toby, el muchachito que será quien, sin querer, desencadene el drama final, le canta su fidelidad a Mrs. Lovett. Not while I'm around.
You know, Mum, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. If there was a monster, an ogre, or anything bad like that what was after you, I'd rip it apart with my bare fists, I would.
What a sweet child it is.
Even if it was just a man.
A man, dear?
A man. What was bad? And what might be luring you, all unbeknownst, into his evil deeds like?
Here, what is this? What are you talking about?
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no, sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got way.
Of course you do. What a sweet, affectionate child it is.
No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in not to worry, not to worry. I may not be smart, but I ain't dumb. I can do it, put me to it. Show me something I can overcome. Not to worry, Mum. Being close and being clever ain't like being true. I don't need to, I won't never. hide a thing from you, like some.
Now let's stop all this foolish chatter and just sit here nice and quiet. Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, Toby, not while I'm around.
Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care.
Boys and their fancies, what will we think of next?
No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, we shall all be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing's gonna harm you.
Era de Stephen Sondheim, Not While I'm Around, en la voz de Ken Jennings. Y así pasó hoy.
El Rincón de los Pedidos.
Y hoy cerramos el programa con Chopin, en las manos del chileno Claudio Arrau, y una obra poco escuchada, Rondó de Concierto.
Thank you.
Era de Federico Chopin, Rondó de concierto, Claudia Rau en piano y la London Symphony con la dirección de Eliahu Imbal. Y esto ha sido todo por hoy en Los Rincones. Gracias a mis colaboradores, Diego Filloy, Raquel Gorosito y Ezequiel Sivos, y a ustedes, por supuesto, por la sintonía. Si disfrutaron tanto como yo, aplausos y más aplausos. No olviden, nos oímos el próximo lunes, a las 6 de la tarde.